AircheckDownloads.com.
Now on with our countdown of the 40 biggest hits in the USA. I'm Casey Kasem. This is American Top 40, and we're on our way to the most popular song in the nation.
Number 11.
Here's the English duo, the Eurythmics, moving up four notches with Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. From Scotland, Annie Lennox, and from England, Dave Stewart. They call themselves the Eurythmics, and their hit is at number 11, moving up four notches. Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. You know, Donna Summer didn't intend her current hit, She Works Hard for the Money, to be autobiographical when she wrote it, but it hits pretty close. Donna at the moment is under contract to two different record labels because of a legal conflict between Donna's newest label, Geffen Records, and her old label, Polygram Records. You see, after Donna signed with Geffen, Polygram sued, claiming Donna still owed them one last album. Well, rather than let the suit drag on for years, the companies agreed to have Donna record that album for Polygram and then continue with Geffen. And Polygram must be very happy with that settlement, because the first single released from Donna's Polygram album climbs four notches this week to the top 10. At number 10, here's She Works Hard for the Money, Donna Summer. One of four female soloists in our countdown this week, Donna Summer, with a song she co-wrote with Michael Omardian, who also produced it. At number 10, moving up four notches, She Works Hard for the Money. Nine big ones to number one, and the countdown continues.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
American Top 40.
American Top 40's heard in the 50 states and around the world every week on great radio stations like Z104 Frederick, Maryland, KTOE Mankato, Minnesota, and CBC Bridgetown, Barbados. From her second solo album, The Wild Heart, here's Stevie Nicks. She climbs two notches to number 9 with Stand Back.
No one loves.
Stevie Nicks, originally from Phoenix, Arizona, makes her home in L.A. today, moves up a couple of notches to number 9 with Stand Back. Here's the English band from Birmingham that features three members named Taylor: John Taylor, Roger Taylor, and Andy Taylor. And they're not related. Together with Nick Rhodes and Simon Le Bon, they form Duran Duran, moving up a notch to number 8 with Is There Something I Should Know?
Please, please tell me now. Please, please tell me now.
Is There Something I Should Know? It went to number 1 on the English charts. It's at number 8 on American Top 40, moving up a notch. Duran Duran. The Rolling Stones, in their long history, have kept their sound essentially the same. Well, another famous English band who have paralleled the Stones in longevity have kept changing their sound, and they're credited with inventing power chord rock. Details in their current hit, coming up.
The hits from coast to coast. American Top 40.
These are the hits as ranked by Billboard magazine.
Number 7.
This song hit number 10 in England, and that's where this band is from, London to be exact. Their hit still climbing in America, moving up a notch this week. Madness and Our House. The band formed in England in 1977, who call themselves Madness, at number 7, moving up a notch with Our House. Well, now we're up to the current hit by the band who weren't afraid to change their sound. In Rolling Stone magazine, critic Billy Altman wrote, "There never had been a rock and roll sound like the one introduced by the Kinks with their first hit, You Really Got Me." With one simple riff, Ray Davies and his brother Dave virtually invented power chord rock. End of quote. That's power chord with a C-H-O-R-D. Here's a piece of that first Kinks hit.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing.
From 1964, The Kinks and You Really Got Me. After a few more hard rock hits, the Kinks began to drift toward a ballad sound with songs of social satire. And they even used the English music hall style.
The taxman's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon.
From 1966, that's Sunny Afternoon. The Kinks didn't hit the top 40 again till 1970. and they did it with a song that rocked much harder. This top 10 smash.
Well, I'm not the world's most physical guy, but when you squeeze me tight, you nearly grow my spine. Oh, my Lola. La, 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 Lola.
From 1970, The Kinks and Lola. Now, throughout the 70s, the Kinks recorded concept albums with all different styles of music, from English music hall to American country and western, from rock to blues to Tin Pan Alley. And heading into the 80s, they haven't stopped experimenting. Their current hit may have been influenced by the Caribbean sound with a synthesizer imitating steel drums. At number 6, here's Come Dancing by the Kinks. Come Dancing, the Kinks on American Top 40, produced by Ray Davies and written by Ray. At number 6, second week in a row. 5 big ones to number 1, and we're counting them down.
Kinks, coast to coast,
Kinks, coast to coast,
American Top 40.
We're getting closer and closer to number 1.
Number 5.
Here's the fourth smash hit from the smash album Thriller. At number 5 for a second week, Wanna Be Startin' Somethin' by Michael Jackson. The 24-year-old singer born and raised in Gary, Indiana. Michael Jackson on American Top 40, again at number 5 this week, second week in a row. Fourth week in the top 10, Wanna Be Startin' Somethin'. And the countdown continues.
It's from coast to coast, American.
I'm Casey Kasem. For the third week in a row, the fourth most popular song in the land is by Sergio Mendes. It features a duet by Joe Pazullo and Lisa Miller. At number 4, Never Gonna Let You Go. Sergio Mendes on American Top 40, Never Gonna Let You Go. Survey song number 4, third week in a row. Now, as we work our way toward the number 1 hit in the USA, let's check out the tops of Billboard's other charts. Number 1 on the country chart is Poncho and Lefty by Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard. Number 1 on the soul chart, Juicy Fruit by M. Toomey. Number 1 on the album chart is Synchronicity by The Police. And on the pop singles chart, we're up to number 3. A song that recently spent 6 weeks at number 1. Flashdance, What a Feeling by Irene Cara.
Ask when there's nothing.
Irene Cara on American Top 40 at number 3 for the third consecutive week, and before that it was 6 weeks at number 1. Flashdance, What a Feeling. At the number 1 position this week, we have the kind of chart coincidence that may only be appreciated by a true trivia buff. It has to do with the number 1 single, the number 1 album, and the name of that number 1 album. Details coming up.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
We're coming to you from Hollywood. Eddie Grant keeps knocking at the door to glory, but it won't open. This is the fourth frustrating week at number 2 with Electric Avenue.
Boy!
Eddie Grant on American Top 40 with a song that reached number 2 in England, and that's where it's been for 4 consecutive weeks here in the USA. Eddie Grant with Electric Avenue. Well, now we're up to the number 1 song. It's from an album whose title seems to have predicted its own success and the simultaneous success of its first single release. It's one peculiar coincidence, the kind that a way-out trivia buff would look for. The name of the album is Synchronicity, taken from the title of a book by famous psychiatrist Carl Jung. In his book, Jung discusses the way a chain of events can be related. It's due to what he calls synchronicity. The word, of course, is derived from synchronize, which means to happen at the same time. Well, the group The Police called their album Synchronicity, and what's happening is that their album and their first single release from it are both number 1 at the same time. Synchronicity. Self-predicted synchronicity. The new number 1 album in the USA this week features the number 1 single in the USA, the top song in the land for the third week in a row. Every Breath You Take. The Police, Andy Summers, Stuart Copeland, and Sting with a song that's number 1 in the USA for the third consecutive week. The Police and every breath you take. And there you are, the 40 most popular records in America, determined by Billboard magazine for the week ending July 23rd, 1983. American Top 40 is produced in Hollywood by ABC Watermark. Executive producer, Tom Rounds. Producer, Don Bastani. With Meryl Schindler, Matt Wilson, Daryl Morton, Dana Schwartzwalder, Kristen Kelly, Renee Jean Hill, Marty Rosenstock, and Stu Jacobs. I'm Casey Kasem. Join me next week, and again, we'll count down the 40 most popular songs in the USA. Till then, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
AirCheckDownloads.com.